are here at the 2019 NAFQ annual, I think it's the 52nd
correct.
One? Yeah, 52nd annual conference here. It's in New Orleans this year, and it's actually, it was raining earlier, and now it's all cleared up. It's beautiful outside right now.
Probably for 10 minutes.
For 10 minutes, yeah. It's supposed to rain again. But anyway, we're happy to be here in the Big Easy, as they say. And we are here with Mary Gutierrez. Did I get it right?
Close.
Gutierrez. There we go. FN from FNA Federal Credit Union. I just learned she's right up the road from me in Pasadena.
Pretty close. Yeah. Right, Monterey Park.
Monterey Park. Yes. Up in kind of the northern part of LA a little bit.
Yeah.
Northern, eastern, something like that.
About 11 miles east of downtown Los Angeles.
Yep. You can see it from Pasadena. That's for sure. I know
that's for sure.
All right. And the Rose Bowl's there, too. All right. Hey, before we get into the topic at hand, electronic voting, what do you expect? The conference hasn't even started yet, and there's a huge crowd out here, but what expectations do you have for the conference this year? What do you want to achieve here?
Well, being the chair of the marketing committee, there's several topics here that are going to be discussed regarding reaching millennials and do better marketing, so I'm interested in those.
Okay, all right, cool. I might sit in one of those as well, because I'm interested in that stuff too. All right, we're going to talk about electronic voting, and so tell us about your position at the credit union and how you fit into the whole election process at FNA.
Okay, I'm the vice chair on the board.
Okay.
And I also chair the marketing committee. Marketing committee is responsible for the elections in our credit union. Mm-hmm. And we've been having mail ballots for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to step into the 21st century. And so we contacted Paul with our SBS.
Mm-hmm.
And he came. We presented him to the board. He explained everything, because just trying to get the board first to accept it was a big step.
Yeah.
So he did some presentations. He actually came to our seminar, our retreat, that's what we call it, and was there to answer any questions, to do a demonstration, and the board bought into it.
Oh, nice.
So we went ahead and accepted the proposal that his company presented, and as a vendor, we took him in.
Right on. So how exactly does it work? How does the new election process work at your credit now? Because I'm guessing that it's all kind of digital now, it's all electronic, or how does that work right now?
No, in trying to get our board to accept it, we went ahead and did the mail ballot again, but Paul sent out e-blasts, mailed the ballots out, and he offered an extensive election platform whereby the members could call in and vote, or they could email and vote, or they could return their mail-in ballot, because we do have a very diverse demographic membership, and some people still aren't too in tune with the computers, so they want to see their name, their writing, and they send in the mail-in ballots.
Okay, makes sense. Makes sense, because giving them options,
exactly.
I would think, is always a good thing. So how are the elections? So I'm figuring the elections prior to survey and ballot systems coming on board was all mail.
It was all
mail.
So
there were no other options. So now you have all these other options for them.
Yes.
So why did you select them? Was it because of the options that they provided, this kind of a new way of doing things? Or?
Definitely, the options. We're trying to reach, as everyone's talking about the millennials, we're trying to reach younger generations, and they don't want to do anything by mail. They don't even want to come into the credit union. So by being able to do it electronically, or just by a simple phone call, we were able to capture a bigger response as far as returning. Votes.
That's what you want, because I mean, I've heard through the grapevine that getting members to vote is a challenge. Are you guys finding that as well? And that was one of the reasons for bringing SBS.
That
on
was
board?
One of the reasons because it's an expense to mail out ballots, and in doing so, we had to mail, of course, to every member.
Right.
But you don't get all the returns yet. You spent money on mailing. So by picking up the phone or just doing it on your phone or on the computer was simply much easier to do.
And cost effective, I would think, as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Oh,
so
we're not planning
on doing we're not planning on doing mail-in anymore
because, oh wow, really,
you know, trying to reach 46,000 members
that's quite an expense.
We kept the post office in business.
Oh, I bet you did. They're like, hey, FNA is coming back for their annual elections. Woohoo! Hey, so how does the election process work at your credit union? Is it an annual thing or biannual or
it's
monthly?
It's annual
or?
Only if there's a vacancy.
Okay.
We're elected for a 3-year term.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody retires or for some reason doesn't want to serve anymore, then we have to fill that vacancy.
Okay.
Or if there's more candidates. If there's more candidates, say this year we're holding elections, but instead of 3 vacancies, even though the incumbent is there, if somebody else wants to run for that board, now we have 5 people, we have to hold an election.
Yes. That's a big election right there.
Yes.
That's quite a turnover. But it's nice to have new faces on the board, right?
Absolutely.
Hey!
You're welcoming us.
Hey, all right. We'll wrap this up so the music doesn't hurt.
Okay.
All right. Sorry for the musical intermission, but we're back.
That's right.
We're back with Mary Gutierrez.
Took a station break.
That's right, a station break. Exactly. Hey, tell us about the hybrid election process. What does that mean and how does it work at your credit union?
Well, systems builds both a web and a phone voting platform, which allows different types of returns.
Okay.
So with that in mind, we were able to just send it out, send e-blast outs, and Paul was very helpful in doing all that for us.
Mm-hmm.
And they come back with, they actually, the votes go back to them, they tabulate them, and then they send us through a secure email process,
okay,
the results.
Okay.
So, we kind of wash our hands off of it, and it's nice and legit.
Nice. And so I'm guessing that the hybrid terminology is the options, all the options out there. So
getting us into the 21st century.
Exactly.
Exactly what we need.
Right. And my next question was how do you encourage members to vote? And it sounds like this is one way of doing it. It's like, hey, here are 3 or 4 options for you to send in your vote. Super easy. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially
so
with the younger group. You know, you see younger kids, did you vote? Oh no, they don't want to write anything in, so I pick up your phone or just go on email and do your thing.
Okay.
So definitely much better.
Indeed, sure sounds like it. How do you guys gauge a successful election? What determines a success? Is it the amount of votes you get or the feedback that you get? Or
I think it's both.
Okay.
The number of votes that came in was better, and also the questions that were sent in or called in were legit questions. They weren't complaints. And a lot of them were actually good feedback, saying, this is quick and easy, loved it, do it again.
Right on.
So
we like to hear that stuff. All right, wrap up question for you, Mary. I'll get you off the hot seat here.
Okay.
Anything else to add, working with survey ballot systems, hybrid election system, anything else to add to wrap up here?
They're there for you. They answer any question you need. They come and do presentations for you. They will engage until you are absolutely comfortable with them.
Sounds great. I'm glad you guys are, like you said, moving into the 21st century of voting. So
yes,
it's pretty cool. And it's answering the younger generations, their needs as well. So
exactly.
And to get them on board to vote and have them really flex their member ownership muscle there. That's a really
and
good thing for sure.
And it saves us money.
And it saves a lot of money, I would think. All right. All right, Mary, thank you so much
so
for
welcome.
Hanging out with us for a few minutes. Sorry for the musical interruption, but that was kind of fun, actually.
Nice break.
Yeah, nice break. All right. Mary Gutierrez from FNA Federal Credit Union in
Monterey Park, California.
All right. Thank you so much, Mary. Appreciate the time. Go enjoy yourself, all right?
I will.
Have fun.